Hello, forward wrestling fans. Before we get started with the show today, it's time to do a bit of housekeeping. Please do check out bwfradio.com every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for the Board Wrestling Fan Radio going out live. You can also join in the chat there and chat with all of us and our resident chat person Maven Fan, who is notorious and famous and someone we really like. Also follow Board Wrestling Fan on Twitter at Board Wrestling Fan, as Joe likes to put it. That is Board Wrestling Fan without vowels. I am at Mark_Noyce, and Joe is at ThinkSoJoe, at Random Redhead for JT, and at G of the Internet for our good friend G, of course. And let's get on with today's show then. For anyone who had the misfortune of watching Raw this week, you might have noticed something in the crowd. And it's a story that has kind of come big on its own because apparently people didn't like it. And that's what I'm going to talk about. You may have noticed there were some people in the front row who were, well, at first they were dressed as legends. There was a Ric Flair. I really, really remember Ric Flair, but there were a few others as well. But yeah, it's one that has made the rounds. You know, them just having fun. And then, later on in the show, if you looked, well, you didn't even need to look carefully, it was kind of obvious that they had changed and they were no longer wearing their cool costumes, and instead were wearing old John Cena shirts, which says a lot about the merchandise. But the story that came out of Raw is that they were approached by the security guards and asked to... They were told they should either change, or they should move their seat. They should move, and well, not really be in the front row anymore. The official story that the security gave, being that they were potentially a distraction to the performers in the ring, and well, this garnered a lot of attention, mostly negative. Because it was pretty shitty of the E to essentially punish these guys just for being fans and recognizing some cool stars of their past. I mean, think about how many times you've seen that dude dressed as Bray Wyatt. I'm sure you've seen him. He does a great job of it. Oh, I love seeing that dude. The first time I saw him, I thought Bray Wyatt was actually in the audience. But yeah, there's a lot of people who came out and lambasted the E for it. And there were people who said, yeah, come on, it's kind of fair. I mean, they are in the front row, they're being a bit of a distraction. You know, it's not great that they had to change, but at the same time, people understood where the E were coming from. Now, where do I stand on this issue? Because you're listening for my input and my opinion on things. Is that I'm kind of in the middle. My thing is, I wouldn't mind it so much if it wasn't for the fact that they said, you're distracting the guys in the ring. If they had said, you're distracting the audience, then, okay, yeah, you're drawing attention away from the in-ring product. You're being a bit of an annoyance maybe to the crowd, or things just aren't being noticed or paid attention to, then okay. I can understand that. At the same time, though, the argument is what's going on in the ring is so damn boring that people would rather look at what's happening in the crowd instead at people dressed from the 80s, at people dressed as wrestlers from the 80s. And that's a fair rebuttal, because it's true. If the in-ring product is good, then people are going to watch that. If it's not, they're going to look to entertain themselves. And that's why they start chanting smarky chants. And they're not trying to get themselves over, they're trying to have fun. And the wrestling product is supposed to be entertaining them, but it's not. Now, what I took issue with is the fact that they were told that they were distracting the people in the ring. And if you're in the ring, if you're in front of millions and millions and millions, which you're not actually, you're in front of maybe, the average roar is about 10 to 15,000, I think. But anyway, if you're in the ring, if you're in the public eye, it is your job to not be distracted. And it's a sign of professionalism that you can go out there and not be distracted. Look at the people who go out there and cut promos and they get shaken by the crowd not responding how they want to. Like the Russian dude, well, the fake Russian lawyer dude on Raw who didn't know how to respond to the chance of "you're not Lana." That's when Cena called an audible and used it to insult Rusev. Well, they're also chanting, "we want Lana." No, you're not, "you're not Lana." But yeah, it was it was obvious then that Cena is a professional. He responds to the crowd, and he doesn't allow himself to be distracted by them. Stephanie McMahon has done it herself. When she gets CM Punk chants, she said to Brian, "they want you to quit just like Punk did." Though my favorite example is The Undertaker, who one time, when receiving the "what" treatment, came up with the brilliant comeback, "if you sleep with your sister, say what," and the whole crowd chanted "what" and then laughed, because it was hilarious. And that's the way it's supposed to work. If you're actually allowing yourself to be distracted, then it's not really the crowd's fault, it's yours for being so distractible. People who work in TV are trained, or at least should be expected, to not be distracted. And this is especially true of news anchors, and especially true of correspondents who go out and talk, and every so often there's someone who dances behind them or tries to interact with them, and they just ignore it and they keep going, and that's what you're supposed to do. And it's amazing what people in the news will put up with and still not be distracted by. If what is happening in the crowd is distracting you as a performer and it's putting you off your game, then that is your fault. It is your fault for allowing yourself to be distracted. Especially if what's distracting you is just four dudes in costumes. I mean, come on. It's shitty what happened, and it's fair enough to blast the WWE. And okay, this time they have earned some criticism. And it's fair enough as well to say that, yeah, they were distracting the audience, but my issue is saying they were distracting the talent, when I feel the talent should be either able to roll with it or allow themselves to be undistractable and not be thrown off easy. Because if they're being thrown off, then it's something you need to take care of. It's something you need to teach them how not to be thrown off. If Roman Reigns is cutting a promo and the crowd... I don't even want to turn this into a Roman Reigns bashing. I'm just saying that don't allow yourself to be distracted like that. Or roll with it, in some cases. You know? Like, if you're in there, and some dude is dressed as Ric Flair in the audience, getting the crowd to woo and distracting them, you do it. You throw a chop. You do something. You get their attention back. One thing I would love Roman Reigns to do is, if the audience boos him, is for him to do the ooh-ah yell thing. I can't do it because I don't want to and it's stupid. But when he does that, the crowd cannot resist doing it along, and I would love to hear the crowd go from boo to boo-ah. I just want to see that. And you see, that's what you need to do. You need to roll with the crowd, you need to not become distracted by them, and you need to just adjust to them. As if someone is imitating Ric Flair and distracting people, then you imitate Ric Flair. If someone is dressed as Jake Roberts and distracting people, you throw an audible, you say, "hey, I want to hit you with a DDT." You just do something. You draw the attention back to you. and you don't allow yourself to be distracted. That is my biggest problem with the fact that, see, these people were made to change. Well, that and the terrible shirts they got. But at least it wasn't Roman Reigns. Man, speaking of Roman Reigns, I figured out a legitimate solution to the Roman Reigns problem. All we need is for someone in the crowd who would be near where Roman Reigns goes and enters from to have some sneezing powder with them or something to make him sneeze. Vince McMahon hates sneezing so much. He considers it a personal sign of weakness. If we get him to sneeze on live TV, it will go so badly for him, but so well for us. Man, I hope Brock Lesnar signs a new contract. Well, I would say that is all for this week then. And I will see you this Sunday. I already gave all the details in the cold opening, but once again, join us this Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Right now it's still 6 p.m. GMT for me, so it's only 4 hours. Yay, I have to adjust the daylight savings time 4 times a year now. Thank you, Jesus and farmers. Well, I will see you this Sunday on BoardWrestlingFan at bdbofradio.com. No, that's not it anymore. It's BoardWrestlingFan.com on the podcast section. I know our website. I will see you then. Goodbye.